Let's see. Oh, hi, this is Chris. I was trying to find a word on my electronic pocket computer dictionary thesaurus encyclopedia word search corrector. I thought it would be a good way to introduce today's adventure. Okay, there it is. Empathy. For definition, press enter. Oh, okay. Enter.
Empathy, the power to understand the minds and emotions of another person, to empathize, i.e., I know how you felt when that hammer hit your thumb because I once had a hammer hit my thumb. I feel empathy for you.
Boy, I could have come up with a better example than that. In fact, I know a living example of empathy. Today's adventure in Odyssey.
Odyssey, radio adventure, program beginning with theme.
No, wait a minute. I'm supposed to... Understanding how someone else feels is an important quality for all of us, but it's not a quality most of us have by nature. It's a quality we learn to develop through time, and in Robin Jacob's case, experience. You'll find out what I mean when today's adventure in Odyssey gets started, right after this.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, two rivals are pushed together.
Jules?
Bridget.
Have you already had your shift? Are you getting off now?
No, I'm just starting.
So we're doing this shift together.
And as the night goes on, tensions rise.
Did I really ruin your life as much as you act like I did?
You took away something that was important to me.
The band? If it weren't for you, they would have needed me.
Can they survive their hour together? Listen this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
All in all, Robin Jacobs is a pretty good kid. But like most kids, she has days where she isn't as good or as nice as she should be. Just listen. Dad!
In the study, Robin.
Oh, good. Have you seen my speech?
I beg your pardon?
My speech for school. Mom said you might know where it is.
You can't find it?
No, and I've looked everywhere.
Now, which speech is it?
Dad, you know which one. The one about highway safety. Remember? I got an award for it. I'm supposed to give it in front of the whole school on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Pretty important speech. And you lost it?
Dad, where is it?
Honey, how many times have we told you about losing your homework?
I know, but... Where is it?
You left it here on my desk.
Oh, good.
It was right next to the book report you and Jesse wrote. You'll be needing this tomorrow, too, I think.
Oops.
You'll have to do better than oops, Robin. Your lack of organization is going to get you in big trouble one of these days. What would happen if you got to school and didn't have the book report?
Jesse would kill me.
And your speech. Think about how you would feel if you didn't have it when you stood up to talk.
Right, Dad. I understand.
I'm not so sure you do. I think you should try something I do with the newspaper.
What?
Different color folders. You separate your papers and projects according to subject or class and then put them in brightly colored folders. That way you'll know what they are. And if you leave them around somewhere, you'll have colors to look for rather than stacks of paper. That's how I keep track of things.
Okay. Good idea. Do you have any?
I gave some to your sister. Ask her.
Thanks, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Melanie. Dad said to give me a couple folders.
Don't you ever knock?
Come on. Dad said he gave you a bunch of colored folders.
He didn't give me a bunch. He gave me a few. And I only have two left.
Oh, good. Let me have them.
No, I need them.
For what?
For my... just something I'm doing.
Well, I need them for school.
So, go buy your own. Dad gave them to me.
And Dad said to give them to me. Give me a break, Mel. This is important. I need them for my speech and my book report. Where are they?
Leave my stuff alone, Robin. I'm gonna tell.
Go ahead and tell. Dad'll just make you give them to me anyway. So where are they?
Right there. Top drawer.
Black and red. Great.
Now get out of my room.
What did you need them for anyway?
None of your beeswax.
What are you working on? Let me see.
No, go away.
Why are you hiding that paper? What's the big secret?
It's private.
What is it, Mel? A love note?
Leave me alone.
Let me see it.
No.
Let me see it or I'll tickle you.
No, don't, or I'll scream.
You asked for it.
Stop. Cut it out. Stop it, Robin. Ha, I got it. Give me that. That's private. I'm gonna tell.
Today at school, Richard King said he wanted to marry
me. Cut it out! You're not supposed to read that! Mom!
What is this? He's kind of cute, but his breath always smells like peanut butter. How would you know what his breath smells like, Melanie?
Mom!
Is this some kind of diary?
Yes! Now give it back!
How cute!
It isn't cute! Mom! Dad!
All right, relax!
Melanie! Robin, what's going on up there?
Nothing, Mom.
Robin won't get out of my room.
Robin!
I'm going! I just had to get a couple of folders. There's your diary, Mel. You gotta put it in a real diary with a lock and key.
Just keep your hands off and I won't need a lock and key.
Why would I want to read about your boyfriend anyway?
He's not my boyfriend. Ugh!
My dad told me to put my different school projects in different colored folders. Neat, huh?
I believe enough substantial research has been done to determine that there is indeed a relationship between sensory stimulation and memory enhancement.
I love it when you talk like that, Eugene. Oh. I don't know what you're saying, but it gives me chills.
I'm not sure I know what you mean, Jesse.
Anyway, I put our book report in the black folder, mm-hmm. my safety speech in the red, and I wanted the green folder for my science notes, but Melanie keeps her diary in it. Guess I'll have to buy a new one.
Diary? As in Dear Diary?
Uh-huh.
I used to keep a diary when I was little.
I simply memorize everything.
It's really cute. She wrote something about Richard King asking her to marry him, but she won't because his breath always smells like peanut butter. Isn't that funny?
Not to Richard King.
Robin!
Hi, Mel.
What are you doing?
Just talking to Eugene and Jesse.
About my diary to everybody after I told you it was private.
I'm not telling everybody. I just thought
it's none of your business. It's nobody's business.
They're my friends, Mel. They won't tell
it's
anyone.
It's private. I told you.
Good grief, Melanie. Calm down.
No, you had no right. It was my diary.
Mel.
Why don't you leave my stuff alone? I hate you. I'll always hate you.
Mel, wait.
Whoa, 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 now. Hold on just a minute. What's wrong, Melanie?
Dad, let me go. I want to go home.
Oh, just stop for a minute, okay? Shh, shh, shh. I mean, it's not very good for the editor of the local paper to have an hysterical daughter rushing through the streets of Odyssey, right?
I hate her, Dad. I hate her.
Hate? Hold on now. Who?
Robin.
Oh. Maybe we better talk about this. What do you say the two of us take a little walk, okay?
Melanie, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Well, hi. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Just doing my homework.
Your father told me what happened today.
Don't worry about it, Mom. Everything's okay.
It is?
Sure. Dad and I had a nice long talk, and I forgive Robin. She just didn't realize how important the diary was to me.
That's very mature of you, darling, but I think Robin owes you an apology. Robin!
No, Mom. It's okay.
I'm here.
Go on.
I'm sorry for reading your dumb diary.
Robin!
I'm sorry for reading your diary and telling my friends about it.
It doesn't sound like you mean it.
Well, what's the big deal? It was only...
Robin!
I am sorry, Mel.
It's all right. Really. Like I said, it's okay.
Well, thank you. You're being a lot better about this than your sister.
Can I go to my room now?
Go ahead. I'll be up to say goodnight in a little while.
Okay.
Melanie?
Huh?
You're sure you're not mad?
I'm sure. Dad told me that getting mad is normal, but it doesn't really help anything.
That's right. Your father's a smart man.
Yeah.
Well, see you in a little while.
Uh-huh. Getting mad doesn't help. But getting even will.
We'll continue our adventure in Odyssey right after this.
In Adventures in Odyssey's album 76, Keep It Together, experience the critical choices.
So, what's the plan, Emily?
Now comes the real test.
We were wondering what you would think about possibly joining our band!
Are you saying you want me to be a spy?
Yeah.
Crisis moments.
We have a show to do.
Maury Rydell, you're under arrest.
Uh-oh.
What is it? He's in the bedroom. Hide.
Don, obviously something very fishy is going on here.
You must do what is right.
It's time to get to the truth.
And heartstrings.
Please let me help you.
I want us to help each other.
Because I care about you a lot.
Like I said, for you, I'd do just about anything.
I am very, very proud of you.
I love you, brother.
I love you too, sis.
It's all in album 76, Keep It Together. Available now on the Adventures in Odyssey Club CD and download. Find out more at adventuresinodyssey.com.
Find out what's going on in other parts of Odyssey in the new Elsewhere in Odyssey comic strip.
You're serious?
Catch up with some long-lost characters with fully illustrated art.
What a sight.
And original stories.
Oh, right. For the good of the theater.
They've been here in town all along, but now you can read about what they've been up to.
You are not gonna believe this.
Plus, new surprises wait around every turn.
It's nice to see you again.
Glossman!
The Elsewhere in Odyssey comic strip. A new weekly release only in the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you. And now we return to our Adventure in Odyssey.
Me. You're pulling a prank.
I'm not, Jesse. Honest. I looked all over the house and it isn't there.
But how could you lose our book report?
I don't know. I put it in the black folder so I wouldn't lose it, just like Dad said. But when I looked this morning, it wasn't there. I hope it's in my locker.
Pray it's in your locker. It's due today.
Here we go. Combination. What's my combination?
How should I know?
I can't think straight.
Do you know what this will do to our grade if we hand in the report late?
I know. Got it. Help me look. You look through this stack of papers.
Good grief, Robin. No wonder you lose everything. Don't you ever clean your locker?
Is this your imitation of my mom? Help me look.
I am.
Oh, what am I going to do if I can't find that report?
Miss Jacobs?
Hi, Eugene. Has Jesse come in yet?
No, I haven't seen her.
If you do, would you please say that I'm still looking for our book report and not to worry?
Mm-hmm.
The teacher will only take off 10 points if we get it in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find it, Eugene. I've looked everywhere.
Uh-huh. Of course. Miss Jacobs, might I have a word with you?
Huh?
I need but a minute of your time.
Sure, just so it isn't anything bad, because I don't think I can handle it.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I'm not sure the truth is ever a bad thing.
The truth?
I believe you see that we must be plain in our speech and clear in our understanding. It's my experience, well, not my personal experience, but I have read about these kinds of things, that these sorts of things should be nipped in the bud, to borrow the antique colloquialism.
Eugene, I really don't understand.
I am very gratified that someone as sweet as yourself would express your emotions in this manner, but I'm afraid they may be misguided at this rather fragile time of your life.
Eugene, I really don't understand any better what
Let me try to be more succinct.
No, just tell me what in the world you're talking about.
I'm attempting in a rather feeble manner to answer your letter to me.
My letter to you?
Yes. This letter, to be precise.
I didn't write you a letter, Eugene.
Oh, isn't that your name at the bottom?
Yeah, and it even looks like my handwriting. But I think about you every moment of every day, hoping for the time when we can be together. You are older than me, I know, but I believe that love can conquer that obstacle. Oh, how embarrassing.
Well, it was well written, I must say. Although, conquer doesn't have a K in it. Neither does obstacle, come to think of it.
I didn't write this letter, Eugene. I'm sorry, but somebody's playing a joke.
I should have known. I can't imagine receiving a letter like this for any other reason.
Is it April Fool's Day?
No.
Then why would someone do this to me? And that's why I believe the first rule of highway safety is to think about safety before you get on the highway. Thank you. Applause, applause, and then I sit down. Oh, boy.
Robin!
Go away, Melanie. I don't have time.
Mom said it's almost time for bed.
I know, but I have to work on this book report.
I thought you finished that.
I did finish it, but I can't find it, and now I have to try to rewrite it before tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll never be able to face Jessie again. She always tells me about how disorganized I am.
You better talk to Mom and Dad, because they said to get ready for bed.
I can't tell them. I have to figure this out on my own. And you better not say anything, Mel, or you won't live to regret it.
Maybe the report will show up.
You're crazy. Now I'll put the speech in the red folder so I won't forget it tomorrow. Speech in the red folder. Right. I'm a nervous wreck. This has been the worst day of my whole life.
Maybe it'll get better tomorrow.
It'd have to. It couldn't get any worse unless I blow that speech somehow. But I can't do that. I've practiced it over and over, 100 times at least.
Did you memorize it?
You're kidding. Why do all that when I can just read it?
Just a suggestion.
Well, take your suggestion and get out of my room. I have a ton of work to do.
Sure, Robin. Good night.
Right for some of you. So I ask each of
you. You're late. Yeah. I didn't get any sleep last night. I barely had time to get dressed, grab my speech, and get down here.
Did you find our book report?
Sorta. Well, part of it.
Part of it?
As much as I could write before I fell asleep.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Jessie. I'll make it up to you. I don't know how, but I will. I just can't figure out why this is happening to me.
You're up next. Do you have your speech? You didn't lose that, did you?
Right in here.
Oh, a red folder? I hope you do better with that color than you did with the black. Can I see it?
Sure. Boy, these things make me nervous.
Robin?
This is it, Jessie. Give me the speech.
But, Robin...
Jessie, they're waiting! Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. An analysis of Huckleberry Finn in the character of Jim by Robin Jacobs and Jessie Morales. The purpose of this report is to examine the symbolic nature of Huckleberry Finn and... This is my book report. Where's my speech? I'm sorry. I thought this was... I can't find... Ugh, I've never been so embarrassed. Where is it?
Okay, Robin. Thank you. You may step down now.
No, it was in my red folder. It was.
It's okay, Robin. Thank you. Step down.
But it was. It was. It was in the red folder.
Maybe now would be a good time for some questions and answers.
Don't take it so hard, Robin. I mean, at least you found our book report.
Do you know what it feels like, Jessie? To be laughed at, humiliated in front of the whole school?
Actually, I don't.
I didn't either, but now I know. The kids will never let me forget this. Never!
It isn't that bad, Robin. Let's go to Wits End and I'll buy you a shake, okay?
No thanks, Jessie. I just want to be alone for a while. I have some thinking to do.
Yeah, sure. Don't do anything drastic.
I only want to think.
That's what I mean. She's on her way home. She said to throw some TV dinners in because Dad's working late. Robin, it's cold out here. Robin, you can't just sit out on the swing all night.
Remember how we used to sit on these swings and spin round and round until the chains were all tangled up?
Yeah, I remember. Why don't you come in now?
I don't know what happened, Melanie. Suddenly the book report was missing, and then it wasn't, but at the wrong time. And Eugene got that note that looked like it was from me, but it wasn't. And I've never been so humiliated in my whole life.
I'm getting cold, Robin.
I walked all over town thinking about it over and over again. Me standing up there like an idiot reading my missing book report and not being able to find my speech. And It was terrible. And you know what?
What?
I thought about you.
You did? Why?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I thought about what happened the other day. When we were at Wits End laughing about your diary. I kind of think I know how you felt. That's all.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Mel.
What for?
For reading your diary and telling my friends about it.
You already said you were sorry.
I didn't mean it then, but I mean it now. I'm really, really sorry. And I thought I'd try to make it up to you, so I got you a little present.
You did what?
I didn't wrap it or anything, but I got it for you. Open it.
Oh, no. Dear diary.
I figured it was a lot better writing your diary in a real diary than on boring old note paper. And this one has a lock and a key, see? Melanie, what's wrong? You look like you're gonna be sick.
I think I am. I gotta go inside.
But Melly,
I have to go.
What was that all about?
You don't have a fever.
I'll be okay.
Are you feeling any better?
A little.
Good. Is this the diary Robin got you?
Yeah.
It's pretty. Robin said you felt sick after she gave it to you. That seemed kind of strange.
Don't people get sick all of a sudden?
I suppose they do. Well, I'll let you get some rest.
Mom?
Yes, honey?
If somebody did something to hurt somebody else, and that somebody else did something to hurt that somebody back, only it hurt them more than the somebody else meant it to, should the somebody else say something to the somebody even if it'll make the somebody mad at somebody else for the rest of their life?
Maybe you are feverish.
Never mind.
Are you the somebody or the somebody else?
I'm the somebody else.
I see. And who's the somebody?
Robin. I didn't know she would be sorry. I didn't know she would buy me a diary.
Come here, Mel.
I just wanted to teach her a lesson. I wanted her to know how it felt.
Oh, well, you certainly did that.
But she said she was sorry. Really sorry. And bought me the diary and made me sick. I didn't know it would feel like this.
Well, you knew what you were doing was wrong, and God reminded you of it. That's how it's supposed to work.
But what am I going to do? If I tell Robin, she'll hate me forever. And I don't blame her.
Well, you won't know unless you try, right? Are you really sorry for what you did?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to keep quiet and feel sick the rest of your life, do you?
No.
Well, then I think you should talk to her. Do you agree?
Do I have to talk?
How else will you tell her?
Yeah?
It's me, Robin. Can I come in?
Yeah, I guess so. What? You're not gonna get all sick again, are you?
No. I need to tell you something.
Okay. So?
Well, I was wondering if you would read my diary.
What?
Yeah. There's something in it you should know about.
Really?
Uh-huh. Oh. And here's the key.
You know, someone once said, you don't have to get hit by a brick to know that it hurts. And that may be true. But sometimes you have to get hit by a brick to know how it hurts. Like Robin's experience with Melanie. Robin didn't realize the pain she caused Melanie until she experienced the same pain herself. And Melanie learned the same lesson when her plan of revenge backfired. Maybe now they'll be able to empathize with each other as sisters, just like we should try to empathize with other people. As difficult as it may seem, that's sometimes how God works in our lives, to get us to reach out and help our family, friends, and even total strangers. He lets us feel what they're feeling so we'll be able to show His love. Sound tricky? Not really. Jesus did exactly that when He died on the cross for us 2,000 years ago. He's the perfect example of empathy and God's love. Well, That's it for our adventure and empathy. If you ever want to write to us, our address is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. The address once again is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Our program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And Chuck Bolte was our executive producer. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again for our next Adventure in Odyssey.